where we bring you thought leaders from around the world so you can share their inspirational stories and empowering practical tools on spirituality, mindset, self-love, being master of your own reality, purpose, business and lifestyle, and so much more. Everything from these beautiful people is so heart-centered and so freaking wise and so damn valuable that people usually pay really big bucks for their coaching. And I bring it to you for free so that you can have the most inspired life possible. So listen ahead for our latest guest, and I'll see you on the other side.
Hello and welcome to another episode of An Inspired Life, where we find freedom and purpose by embracing our divine essence. Today we have Carly Stefan on the show, and we're talking about moving beyond the third dimension. Carly is a mentor and a coach for women committed to living in their fully exalted goddess state here on earth. Doesn't that sound nice? She is the creatrix of the Fulfilled Feminine Formula, which is an online program designed to help women amplify their radiance, align with their soul purpose, and access their highest feminine potential. Carly is passionate about women anchoring light within their bodies and unleashing their light-filled gifts with the world. Just so you know, we're talking women in her bio and what she does in the world, but what she shares in the podcast is valuable for all of us, women, men, and whatever you decide to call yourself in between there. Carly is blessed to bear witness to women doing this every day through her private mentorship programs and group coaching programs. But Carly and I are talking, as I said, about moving beyond the third dimension in this episode. It's the thing that she's most excited about talking about at the moment, at the cutting edge of what she's been learning for the last few years. And really, the third dimension is the reality that we perceive around us right now. The fourth dimension is our thoughts and our feelings. And even when moving beyond the fifth dimension in our talks here today, where the fifth dimension is where our highest self lives, but we're moving into understanding multi-dimensions and even intergalactic realities. It's really interesting stuff, and I invite you to explore it with an open mind. We talk about how Carly came to experience these dimensions and all that transformed in her life as a result of it. Like literally soulmate, soul purpose, business, just abundant, free, beautiful life, and so fulfilled from within, from this opening to this information and these downloads in her meditation. We talk about how the dimensions actually play together. They're not like levels in the way that we would perceive them in a linear fashion with our minds. So we talk about how that actually works. We also cover soul lessons, soul families, and how the souls who seem to hurt us the most on a physical human level might actually be the ones who love us the most. So if you're holding a grudge at all, then that is a good one to tune into. We talk about non-judgment, of how we expand at the soul level. Our soul does not care how we expand. It just cares about expansion. And how holding this perspective can shift your entire life and your experience of your life. Carly and I also discuss how our soul lives multidimensionally and how we're always operating on all of the levels, and that all of it goes back to the core of who we are, which is Source. We talk about where to find more guidance on connecting with your multidimensional self. And we talk about the one powerful thing that you can do in meditation that will open you to other dimensions. This episode is mind-blowing, and I had to have a bit of a nap after I recorded it because it is just such a powerful transmission of this cosmic multidimensional energy. So I know that you are going to enjoy this and feel the vibration of this. Thank you so much for joining me on the show, Carly.
Such a pleasure to be here.
So can we begin with, you've got so much knowledge that I don't yet have, so it's like so exciting to me to find out about dimensions and galaxies, and I feel like I'm playing in them, and probably a lot of the listeners, but we don't maybe yet have the like labels and the words, and I know that you don't need labels to get there, but it's cool to know it, so let's know it. Can you share with us your own experience of opening to this thought of wisdom?
Mm. So interdimensional living and multidimensional living really wasn't part of my awareness until probably towards the end of 2014. And prior to that, I'd been doing a lot of work, energy work on myself, on my energy centers internally, so my chakras, and, you know, doing a lot of body work, doing and that's like energy body work, so kinesiology, Reiki, learning Reiki. I've done Reiki myself, trained in it. So really playing with energy and really running energy through my body, knowing what it feels like, and kind of just thinking that, yeah, sure, there are angels, I know that, and, you know, and there are souls and spirits that are our guides that, you know, may have passed already or what have you. And so I was really aware of all of that, but it wasn't until towards the end of 2014 that I really became aware of the multidimensional and interdimensional aspects of my spirituality and of our collective spirituality. And that is, it essentially, I had been doing a lot of meditation, a lot of just really quiet, still meditation. And I seemed to just blast up into my higher chakras in a way that just, it blew my mind, but as well as really beginning to, it excited me so much. Like it just was something that I could not get enough of. So there's a period of time towards the end of 2014 where I was just like, gimme, gimme, gimme. And I was sort of had just experienced a breakup, maybe like a few months prior. And so it was in a space of just nurture, of really turning in and really coming into a space of just, oh, okay, like let's just take care of self and be really ritualistic. And I'd really been doing my own shadow work and stuff. So it was really at a point of quite solid integration, like holistic integration internally. And it just blew open. And so I began to see light codes when I was closing my eyes. I began, and that's just basically like eyes closed, just seeing these. I didn't know there were light codes. So like you said, you're probably experiencing interdimensional communication or nudges or, you know, just experience without even knowing that it is that. I'm thankful that I have people in my life that have have a lot of experience with it. And I also was able to go to YouTube and stuff and do searches and find out that, oh my gosh, okay, this is an actual thing. So it started for me where it was like,
I just jump in for a second.
Yeah.
Can you imagine like monks and stuff back in the day, they saw some stuff in their head and they had like no one else to talk. Like if the other monks in the monastery didn't know, no Google, no YouTube, they were just on their own with that.
Yeah.
Like this is one of the reasons that we can all ascend so quickly is that we are all so connected. Like you can listen to this podcast on your way in to work or a meeting and have your vibration raised. Just
exactly.
Like technology. Yes.
Sorry. Yes. Yes.
And it's like, so many people have like a bit of a hate thing about technology, like that it's disconnecting us, and it's like it doesn't matter. None of it is the thing. It's how you use it.
Exactly.
Yeah.
It's an instrument. How do you use the instrument, right? You know. So it's the whole sword thing. Yeah. Like, you know, of course you can do damage, but you can also do amazing things with it. Yeah. So yeah, absolutely, I agree. And so yeah. I would have been extremely confused and probably fearful of even talking about it because it's like, you know, intergalactic, you're talking about that kind of stuff. And while I was always prior to then very open to absolutely like the possibility of ETs and aliens and that kind of thing, because I mean, my God, the size of our universe, let alone the multiverse, let alone, you know, like when you begin to educate yourself slightly on that reality, it's immense, and it's quite arrogant to think that we don't actually coexist with other life forms, right? But it wasn't really that I wasn't open to it actually being a connection on sort of a multidimensional level. And so I thought I was just so freaking weird. Like, holy crap, am I going nuts? Like, am I going crazy? And this is just another level of the whole, am I going nuts during my spiritual awakening? You know, you're constantly questioning this. Like, holy, you know, like you channeling ascended masters. Like, you know, there are people that would think that's completely nuts. And it's like, yeah, okay. So what is truth for me right now is that this is revealing itself to me. So I'm going to explore it. I'm excited by it. So I'm going to explore it.
Yeah.
And so this really began. So like light codes felt really, really cool to like set up my own crystal grids, have no like training in it. I've just got crystals. Setting my own crystal grids up on the ground in like a park near a river and just channeling and just literally channeling light from the cosmos and into Earth's fifth dimensional grid, basically. And just keeping myself as a conduit. So just opening up to that and just doing that. And then I began to see, I had some really interesting experiences just with seeing. Like, so I would see not even really orbs as much as like I can't even describe it. It's like movement of things within my vision, within my peripheral vision. And I was like, ooh, what is this? Wasn't scared by it, was just like, oh, okay, this is cool. I can begin to, once you begin to sort of really experience this stuff, it's like, it's really hard to ignore, really hard to question it. And then I began to experience things like I would be in theta brainwave state. So like between awake and asleep. So your meditation kind of state. I was lying down this one particular time and I began to see, I would often see colors and that kind of thing in my closed eyed state, but I began to see really, really super detailed mandala sacred geometry, just shapes, and they were moving and it was like purple, green, kind of purpley green color as far as I can remember. And they just kind of kept coming at me. And I was like, oh my God, I wish I could, you know, like with your phone where you screenshot. I kept on going, oh my God, this is so beautiful. What is this? What's going on? And I was just watching all of this beautiful sacred geometry coming at me just in my closed-eyed vision. It was just beautiful, beautiful, just, you know, admiring it. And then I could feel my whole body pulsating, but it wasn't a physical pulsation, it was an energetic pulsation. So you know, if you've got like a throbbing toe, you know like where that's coming from, right? And maybe a heart throb, heart palpitation, you know where that's coming from. But this was really like on an energetic level. I now really, really know that because I know what it feels like when it's like energy moving or when it's, you know, physical. So and I started to feel like my entire body was just like do energy, and I was like, what the frick is this? And so I sent a message, just a telepathic, like to my higher teams. I was like, is this okay, guys? Like, can I rest into this? Can I surrender into this? Because it's kind of freaking me out. And I got like the way I communicate a lot with my guides is via feeling, via clairsentience. And I got a real, like they sort of shoot back down that feeling of it's fine, it's good, it's all good. Just surrender, just feel it, surrender it. And so I really surrendered into meditation, and it would have been maybe like 15 minutes that I was in like real awareness, but you know, surrender state. And then I think I must have fallen asleep. So it was like, you know, I really did feel comfortable enough to fall asleep after then. And so experiences like this, I was just like, what is going on? Like, what is this stuff? I can't make this kind of sacred geometry up. Like, this is stunning art and it's just coming at me and I have no idea what it is. So I did a bit more research. Anyway, I came across one of my beautiful mentors, Gigi Young. And she had done a video and then subsequently we'd had a few sessions together and she confirmed like what I had suspected, but didn't know what the name was and what was going on here. She said, because one of my guides, one of my higher guides, so on a higher dimension, like not as high as your ascended masters, but, it's basically, he is another form of me. All of our guides are another form of us, but from a higher dimension. Mm-hmm. And so he had appeared, and so he was from Arcturus, and I had basically, like, she sort of said, oh yeah, you've got a very strong guide from Arcturus, And I remember watching one of her videos, having said, okay, so the Arcturian star system, if they're trying to really like connect in with you, they will send to you the purest communication available in the universe, and that is mandalas. That's sacred geometry. So, wow. Yeah, because it goes, so it's basically like because it cannot, it has to bypass the mind. Mm. So, you know, many incredibly intelligent people know about this. As we know, like mandalas appear all over the world. Sacred geometry appears all over the world, and it communicates to a deeper part of us. It bypasses the mental, bypasses the mind. And it's actually so that the mandalas that I was seeing, she said to me, basically, it was, it's a medicine, and it's a communication. It's like almost like packages of wisdom, of feeling states, of whatever it is that I guess they thought that I needed for the next part of my journey, was being sent through these mandalas and landing in my energy body somewhere to be open, to be picked open or whatever when I needed. But it wasn't something that I could run through my mind, which just reduces everything down to really like, you know, it's a clunky way to always really need to reduce it down to something that's really, really tangibly understandable, right? Yeah. Like, you know, you can only...
gourmet meal, yes. And trying to put in a Chinese takeaway.
Yes, like it just exactly.
Work.
No, it doesn't. And so like the beauty of being able to expand into the possibilities of like all of this stuff is that you don't necessarily need it to be cut down into like this bite-sized piece. And so really critically, it was like, I just began to remain open to this. And so what I think was was a critical precursor to being able to open myself up to this was being open to having my mind blown. So, like, we don't want our circuits to be completely blown. And this is why it's like our higher guides and that kind of thing don't necessarily appear to us in a really, really obviously extraterrestrial or whatever way. Our higher guides don't want to blast our nervous system. You know, they want us to actually be able to hold the energy in it such a way that is like, because you'll sever the connection if you're like, oh my God, oh crap, you know, like yeah. That just energetically goes, whoop, nope, okay, done, you know, you cut it off. But you can gradually expand your nervous system to be able to take on like the possibilities of things like translocation. I remember one of the books that really opened my mind was Autobiography of a Yogi by Paramahansa Yogananda and Conversations with God. They talk about interdimensional existence as well. It sort of was just like, oh, okay, right. And if you just look at it like, okay, this is an interesting story. I wonder how, run it through your system, run it through your own energy system, always discern whether this is for you or not. And if it's something that you are wanting to open to and you want to expand into broader and broader awareness, then take it on and just sort of try it on for size. And once you're able to just go, gosh, there's so many things that are possible beyond what we believe to be true in the third dimension, you begin to then, it's really about like you need to believe it before you see it. There is a saying, and it's like there's a reason for that. It's like you're not going to have it brought into your reality unless you are actually acknowledge that there's a possibility of it.
Mm. So once all of this kind of has integrated and settled, and for anyone who's looking at opening up to this more expanded view of like what's kind of going on in the world and out of the world and all of that juicy stuff, what has it opened up for you in terms of how you feel each day, like the, or how your life looks, how, what has it opened for you? in the morning.
Gosh, what hasn't it opened? Seriously. It is bringing cosmic and interdimensional energy and awareness into your life is one of the quickest ways to come into alignment with like what the heck you're supposed to be doing here. For me, that was a real catalyst towards, so I'd already started a blog, Pockets of Peace, back in 2013, and had been really feeling called to share. You know, you get that, you would have had it as well, like this call to share. Like, okay, all right, my friends have had enough of like, you know, my wanderings and my like, what's, you know, like trying to sort of semi-coach them. And it's like, no, I need to write, I need to express. So like,
take my friends out for dinner, and I was like, okay, what are we all grateful for? And like, try and have like these guys. Like,
oh no, she's doing it again.
Like, I need to find people who like this stuff.
Yes.
Started running events and then ran a podcast. Like,
yeah.
I want to talk about this stuff and I don't want to force those people to. So.
Exactly. So you got to kind of start it, right? You're just going to go with what feels right. And so. But at the time when I'd started my blog, I was working in international aid and development as a project manager around the world. I've several degrees in it. So political science, double degree, international business, international relations honors, postgraduate master's in international development. So, you know, like I thought I was on my path of, you know, helping the world. This is what I was doing. I always knew I was going to be of service somehow. I was like, okay. I'm helping the world, I'm doing projects and I'm helping empower women and I'm working in, you know, financial inclusion, sustainable development, climate change adaptation. Like I've worked in quite a few areas of the world on different projects and I thought this is how I'm serving. And this is just a hobby, this stuff that I'm like writing about that I'm really like turned on by. That's just a hobby. That's a stuff, that's part of my life, right? But come the cosmic awakening, that cosmic consciousness, like it just brought this whole level of, oh crap, I think this actually might be what I'm supposed to be doing. And I honestly, it took me such a long time to come to the realization of it, because it was like, I have a great job. I really enjoy it. Like I love to travel and work on projects, all this kind of thing. And then like the cosmic consciousness stuff was just like, okay. You know, the stuff you love doing that you do for free and you do part time. And that, cause by that stage I'd started doing a bit of coaching as well. So I was taking on clients for programs, but very much, you know, on the weekends or like after work and that kind of thing, I was fitting it all in around my main career. And it just became really, really evident that I needed to do this for work and I needed to shift it. So it was like I had to surrender. I had to really surrender and open up to, all right, what am I really being shown here? What am I really being, what's really in alignment with my soul?
And do you feel having that connection to the other dimensions? I'm not sure if I'm saying it right.
Yeah.
I think that's it. That you were more supported and more held or more guided. Yeah.
Yeah. I think it's the, we are always held and guided no matter what, right? No matter whether or not we're open to cosmic consciousness or not. But I think cognitively it allowed me to know. Because when we take a zoomed out approach, and I can really do this a lot with my clients, is really looking at things from both an embodied but also a zoomed out approach, when we can bring our awareness to a higher dimensional movement of things and we can really look at things from the soul journey perspective and from really like the higher dimensional perspective, it sort of depersonalizes it and but also personalizes it at the same time. You're like, oh gosh, okay, so I have this calling to really do this stuff. Oh, so if I'm fully in alignment with my heart and soul and feeling congruent within me, you mean whatever I do, whatever I produce, whatever I give to the world, I can actually open up my own river of abundance and receive for it? Like that's the truth that actually came through for me, was that awareness of you are so held, full stop. But once you know and you've gotten to that place of real internal alignment, that once you're giving your gifts, even your existence activates others. Just being who you are activates others into a higher consciousness, into a higher vibration and frequency, let alone when you work with and create a sacred energetic contract with a client or with a group, that you are already of service, and then like you add even more value from that point on. And yeah, the realization. And so really, like, my path from that point has been just about opening up and opening up. So, I mean, I just began to live in grace. I began to really tune into what was my fifth dimensional reality internally. So, like, fifth dimension being where our higher self resides. And it's like we all tune into our higher self as and when we can. So maybe that's meditation, maybe that's doing something like surfing, maybe that's bushwalking, whatever it is, right? We can tune in. My aim, and it's really how I live my life, is to reside at the fifth dimension internally all the time. I was just going to say, like, things began to really open up for me. And so even so, like, what another aspect was that my beautiful soulmate partner dropped in, because finally, and he'd been in my life, like, I had met him in early 2014. And so I sort of knew of him via friends, and so I had felt like a real resonance, but I had been seeing someone else at the time, and so had he. And so essentially it was, I just was shown very, very quickly how much it really does matter that we integrate what we need to integrate in terms of our own inner wounds, our shadows, and really balance that internally. And then you see things drop in because it's like, okay, you're ready now. All right. And it was really quite critical that I also make a commitment to going full time with my soul work before my partner came in. That was part of my soul journey, was like, no more getting distracted by romance, no more thinking that this is the be all and end all of life, because that's really what we are as women in the Western world often trained to really hang our hats on. Like, do you have a romantic partner, and what's wrong with you because you're single? It's like, I really was able to get to a place of like, oh God, I freaking adore my life. This is so amazing. I have such an amazing, I won the lottery basically. And then commit to my soul work, etc., integrate, boom, he just drops in, and it is the most beautiful, like, real soulmate resonant relationship. So, and then like 6 months later, I transitioned out of my full-time job and began my own business and with clients and everything. And it's like, since then, it's, what has that been? Just nearly a year that I've been full-time self-employed in my soul work. And it's flowed. And yeah, so like, you know, when you say what's opened up for you, quite freaking everything has opened up for me.
Go you, because I know it takes so much courage to take each of those steps, even when we're guided.
Yeah.
And I must admit, like, I don't know why I am admitting it, but it came up, so I am. Like, yeah. Recently I had guidance and I was like, I'm actually not ready to follow that guidance yet. You're going to have to give it to me, like, or help me clear the fear first, because I'm not ready to follow that yet. And so it takes so much courage regardless of our guidance to take those steps. So go you for doing that.
Oh, for sharing, thank you.
Everyone else who is listening can be inspired to create their own lives as well.
Thank you.
Can you share with us? That's what I almost interrupted you about before, because I got too excited. I really want to know for myself and for everyone listening, what's the third dimension? What's the fourth dimension? Can you give us like a brief overview? That would be awesome.
So this is really, it's again like hard to, I'm still discovering, I'm still mapping, I'm still like, yeah, doing all of the trying to discern what is what, and reducing it down can lose its, like, you know, its essence, but I will try. So essentially, I'll just start with, yeah, so the third dimension is our reality, is our, you know, like my mug here is part of the third dimension. and our flesh and bones and everything. This is we're in a carbon-based reality, and this is what the third dimension is. We choose to come here. I just got a bit of a, I love this when like my higher guides start to drop in things that are like, oh, I don't think I've ever said that before, but that's really a good point. Like, we come here for the experience of the, like the feeling, like when we are in our high dimensional aspects, like our soul does not know what it feels like when it's disembodied. It doesn't know what it feels like to fall over and like hurt your knee, or like the feeling of heartbreak even. Like, whew, the soul does not know that.
I feel like that's why we keep coming back, because we forget we forget how painful it can be. That's what I sometimes think, you know?
Yeah. Yeah, but no, I mean, it's considered a privilege, really, from a higher dimensional perspective. Like, we don't have ego at that high level, so we will choose things that, you know are going to stretch us, and we know if it's part of our soul journey, we know that we're going to experience the contrast of whatever it is we're here to actually truly know. So, you know, like if we're here to really know union and connection, we're going to experience a contrast of that, which is disconnection and abandonment. You know, like that's just part of being human. That's part of what we came here for. So that's really like the third dimension is like really experiential, really like a playground of like rapid, if you look at this whole life from the higher realm perspective, it's actually a very rapid 80 years. It's a very, you know, like our average lifespan, et cetera. It's rapid way to sort of probably integrate either between like one and three soul themes at a higher level. And, you know, like it's sort of, I heard this description once of, you know, like us at higher levels and what our earth experience feels like at a higher level. And it's literally like, oh, we're here, and then boom, we're on earth, and then boom, we're back up, and we're like reflecting, right? Like it's like an instant thing. Whereas when we're in the third dimension, everything is quite linear. We have one thing after the other, and we sort of see a timeline like that, when really it's more like that, you know, like that way.
So just for anyone listening, we sort of see,
oh sorry, like so as horizontal
and it's and more like vertical.
Yeah, so like a train, mm-hmm. like a train on a track, rather than like an actual building, like an elevator building, where it's all kind of occurring at the same time. And we're all in that, you know, and so but we're actually moving up dimensions, mm-hmm. in that building, like a lift going up the building. So, yeah, so that's, I think that's enough explanation for the third.
Is on the third level, you talked about it, rapid integration of soul themes. Could they be things like self-trust? Like
soul themes? So soul themes are, usually you can use it one word, mm-hmm. to describe it. And so, you know, like it's really about like distilling it down to what is its essence. So if you say self-trust, it could just be trust. It could be surrender. It could be union. And now I always describe this as like it's like a coin with two sides, heads and tails. You've got connection and disconnection, or union and abandonment, or whatever. You know, like there's always two sides to it. So it's like it's not necessarily like the truth is always the one that's bathed in love, right? But what we are here to experience is like to actually know it in our bones, to know the truth of it, we need to experience the opposite of it. So that's what like the soul theme is always two sides to the coin. But yeah, ultimately you can distill it down to the one word, and they're all the universal things, like, you know, like love. If you, you know, to experience real, true love. And I love this. There's a description in one of Neil Donald Walsh's kids' books about talking about like the essence of life and why do we come into earth? And there's a beautiful description where he goes, like there's two, you know, he calls them angels, but you know, say just disembodied souls who are really connected at the higher realms. And one of them goes, oh, okay, so this incarnation, what do you want to learn about? And one of them goes, oh, I really want to learn about acceptance and forgiveness. And so it's like, yeah, okay, all right, cool. All right, I'm going to come in and like, how can I help? This friend goes, and the soul goes, okay, well, so you're going to be my best friend. And then you're going to betray me by going off and having a relationship with another, with my husband. You're going to do that. And this soul friend is like, I couldn't do that. What is this? I can't, there's no way I can do that. I love you too much. And the other soul says, if you love me, you will do this. And so really that's like that higher dimensional perspective of what is actually going on here. The reality is that everything is bathed in love and light. But in order to integrate and to really be able to learn at a higher level, we need to experience the contrast.
Mm. Yes. Yeah. Mm. I feel like we're talking about so many things in this podcast, and I can feel the podcast audience whenever we do a podcast, and I feel like they're like, oh, like this one little story that you just told could be the one thing that they take away from it. My friend actually told me that she feels that her father who molested her is probably the soul who loves her the most.
Mm-hmm.
He did that to help her grow into who she is now. And I thought that was really profound and accurate.
Yes. It really is, Kiara, because from a higher perspective, on a higher realm, you are, it's again, like it's the depersonalization of it. It's like your friend has been able to take this and gone and not gone into victim mode of, or maybe she did, but took herself out of it. Like we're all human. It's like you can feel your feelings. Don't deny your human feelings. But when you have the time and space to reflect, really looking at this is, it's not a mistake that you were born to the parents you were born to, born into the family you were born into, attracted in the experiences you attracted in, because your soul in its highest knowing knows that this was always a possibility. There is a multitude of timelines possible for us, which open up in accordance with the decisions we make on a second by second basis. But that means that there is always free will. There is always a potential timeline that you can call upon. But your soul knows the possibilities of what can occur in this lifetime.
Yeah.
And particularly a birth parent thing. The birth parent thing is not a mistake. Your soul resonated with those two souls. And it's not like you need to take the judgment away from it and go, okay, so on a deeper level, what was my soul trying to integrate here? And your friend's done that beautifully.
Mm. I talk to my clients about we are like a puppet in a show, and our soul is the puppeteer, and often we are resisting and we can only see that one act. And so we're like, I'm not letting this person leave because I don't know what happens in the next act. I'm not moving along. But actually, if we just surrendered and looked up and looked at our puppeteer, we would realize how held and loved we are, and how this soul is like, but I'm taking you to somewhere you can't even imagine that you've always wanted. Like you just don't know, but it's even better.
Yes. And yes. That's so beautiful.
Yeah. And for those beautiful stories to be written, some of the parts of it is not as fun as you go along. Some acts aren't, but the whole story is so beautiful. Yeah.
It really is. Oh, delicious.
Yeah.
Okay, so
we need to go back to the fourth.
To dimensions. All right. So we've done
for like 10 minutes.
We've done the third.
Yeah.
Yes. Okay. So I'll try and just very quickly go through, right? So fourth dimension is where we dream. And it's where our thoughts reside. So this is a really beautiful little hack for just trying to humanize the interdimensionality of ourselves. It is really about like the whole thought thing. Like where do thoughts reside? Where is a thought? Where does love, the feeling of love reside? You know, like you can't point to it. Like I can point to my shirt, but doesn't mean it doesn't exist, right? Like it exists. Our thoughts are within us. They reside on the fourth dimension and above. Our thoughts are actually a vehicle for us being able to traverse interdimensionally. Mm-hmm. So, you know, that's why if we can think and tune in, in meditation, and go up and visit the ascended masters like you do, or we can go and think of a planetary system that we feel resonant with and go learn some stuff, like go explore. We use our thought to do that. That's the modality, but it exists at the fourth dimension. So fourth dimension is dreaming, it's thought, there's a lower fourth dimension and a higher fourth dimension. So lower fourth can be like quite a lot of, I guess you'd say like, ghosts. There is quite a bit of crap that resides at the lower fourth dimension, but it's such a small smidgen of like the broader interdimensional existence. But it's just, you know, we need shadow. We need the other side of the coin in order to learn. So it exists. It's in our existence. But that's that lower fourth dimensional. You know, like when you do Ouija boards and seances and stuff. When creepy stuff happens, that can be when you're tapping into the lower fourth, which is always like, I would never ever. You know, I dabbled in that as a kid, but it was like, now I know, don't do that. If you don't have a really clear energy field and you don't know what you're doing, don't experiment, because you can just get things like entities can attach themselves to you. And yeah, you can detach, like you can like clear your energy. And as you increase your vibration and frequency, things just drop off and fall off. But why bother? Why risk it? So just don't play with the lower fourth.
Just go somewhere and be taught how to channel. Like,
yeah, exactly. Yeah, go connect to love.
Mm. Yeah, exactly. I really want to just jump in here for a second. I know we're moving through them faster.
Yeah.
The podcast audience, I feel like I just need to tell you guys and women that as we're hearing this, I invite you to hear it and take the pieces that feel good to you.
Yes.
Take the pieces where you're like, that's a belief that's helpful to me. And the other pieces, just be like, thanks, Carly. Thanks, Kiara. And I'll let you guys keep them past.
Yeah.
I could hear them. Like, I could hear that I needed to tell them.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely. 100%. Thank you for bringing that up. That is such a strong, like, that is something for me that I have known in myself and in my clients. It's really about, if you told me 3-4 years ago that I'd be like connecting with interdimensional guides and all that kind of thing, or like even channeling and listening to that sort of thing, I'd be like, oh, please just bugger off. That has nothing to do with what I'm interested in, you know. And that's because, you know, like I was not at that point in time ready to integrate on, you know, that kind of stuff. And it's like, we've always got to go with what our soul is resonant with, move in that direction. So really, like, if we are not ready to integrate certain things, then we may not be this entire lifetime. Cool. That's totally cool. But always go, know that your next right step is exactly what you said. What's feeling good for you? What's feeling like it's truth? Run it through your system. Okay. What can I take from this? All right. I'll take that. And then, you know, go on your way.
Yeah. Okay, so higher fourth.
Higher fourth is really, it's kind of, from what I can tell, it's like the elven realm, the fairy realm, the realm that like it tends to can bleed into our reality a bit more. So, you know, like kids in particular and people that who can see interdimensionally will see this realm more easily. So it's the realm of the I guess fairy stories, like things that have bled in and out of people's realities, you know, in the past, and they've had stories written about them. That's really the higher fourth dimension. The fifth dimension is really where our higher selves sit. So this is really a reality where we're heart-based, and we tap into the fifth dimension by opening our heart portals. So if we are purely living from a headspace, and a lot of the Western world is living from a pure headspace perspective and not embodied, not in an embodied sense, and not in connection with heart, and for women with womb, the heart-womb connection opens up portals to interdimensional awareness. The heart is the fifth dimension. So we need to really go in. And once we go in and really open our hearts, then the fifth dimension is really like it's living in a state of like constant presence, constant awareness of your divinity, constant awareness of your multidimensionality, living from a space of ease and grace. And yeah, I'm just trying to right now, hopefully, like I know some people might be watching, some people might be listening. The feeling of the fifth dimension is within me, so encoded in my words and in whatever you're seeing, you're getting an experience of the fifth dimension. It's almost like a magical feeling. You can really, it's a very, very close to our, like as a human, you are absolutely completely entitled to live in the fifth dimension, in the third. So, you know, like it's an experience really. Yeah.
The fifth dimension, is that where your soul, like when you say higher self, do you mean soul energy as well? Or is that?
So I would not say, so soul, I feel again, like traverses all of them. So let's just say like when we go to sleep at night, we actually travel up through, when I say up, it's not even like it's not linear, but let's just say for the sake of it, we travel up through the dimensions and we reconnect with source energy. Like that's where we really get, you know, like we re-energize. Yeah. We get union every night when we sleep. We go back up through. And so really when we come back down in the dimensions, and we pass through the fourth, that's when we have our dreams. So, and that's really like when we're getting close to awakening. And so this is a really interesting like head trippy thing, is that we only pass through for mere moments, and yet linearly we feel like we've been dreaming all night or we've been dreaming for hours, but it's actually the experience of the connection to the fourth is just that, like it's just in you coming back down into it, and then you sort of, it spreads out linearly because the fourth is, you know, like a little bit more similar to the third than the fifth. Yeah. And then, yeah. And then we have that, oh, what was that dream? And that's why dreams can be a really beautiful way of like sifting through what's going on in our subconscious and what is our feelings and thoughts around certain things, or even being aware of what's moving out of our energy system, because it kind of comes into the fourth, what's coming out and also what's coming in. So when you begin to draw things to you, you can see them in dreams as well, because they're kind of like coming down the dimensions into reality in the third, right?
Okay, beautiful. All right, we are like,
I know, it's
time. So oh. Stop interrupting.
Okay.
You're going to tell us the rest.
Well, just really quickly. So sixth, so you become basically like, there's like more like concentrated conglomerations of energy as we go up, as far as I'm aware. Six, you've got a lot more higher teachers, higher guides, that sort of traverse and like really, really do a lot of work to connect people in with their higher paths and timelines and that kind of thing. Seventh dimension are soul groups. This is a soul conglomeration from which we have come. We all have certain soul groups and they have broader themes within themselves. So it could be like, you know, awakening. Like I'm pretty sure Abraham, you know, like Abraham Hicks, Esther Hicks, I'm pretty sure she tunes in to a soul group that is Abraham. Oh. Right? Like, you know how they talk about themselves as a conglomeration of entity? That's I sense is what she's tapping into at the seventh. And then beyond that, it's like more of a cloud. It's more of a like, oh, it's harder to discern. Ascended Masters, I'm pretty sure, are on the 10th.
Okay. So yeah. The 7th, I just want to go back to that. You know, when you say soul family, and when we come down here into the third dimension and we walk along and then we're like, hi, I love you.
Yes.
Is that because they came from our soul family?
Probably. Yeah.
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 Okay.
Yeah, because you're like, oh, we have the same job or the same theme, the same, you know, like, cause you'll resonate into one another's lives and you'll draw them towards you. Yeah. 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 And so ultimate union, like again, like I'm still doing my discovering myself, but ultimate union, I'm pretty sure is, look, again, like there are, I think, a gazillion dimensions, but I'm pretty sure like just energy band wise, it's easier to talk about it and say like 12 or 13 bands of it, because we just cannot comprehend reality in inverted commas with our human minds, because we're third dimensional, right? Like we can't conceive really of the full spectrum of all of the dimensions, because our mind is not of all of it, you know, like it's just, yeah. Woof. Talk about blowing minds. But yeah, so essentially like union is at source, you know, big bang, that space is source energy. That's at the highest dimension. That's where, from which everything, I'm using my hands, but like, you know, like you imagine like a ball and then there's rings around the ball. Like that's just from which everything in existence begins to occur. And we are essentially the universe discovering itself.
I love that. We are essentially the universe discovering itself, which is why self-love is so important, because the universe has like broken us up into all these little pieces to find and love and learn to love each other and ourselves.
Yes.
And ultimately, like, we are everything, and then it's kind of like we are just the universe, so we have to learn self-love.
Absolutely. And self-love is more than just loving yourself, as in like literally, and this is beautiful. Matt Kahn is one of my favorite spiritual teachers. He's like sixth dimension, like, oh my God, amazing. Watch him and be completely activated like in an instant. But he talks about the heart portal and literally dropping like I love yous into your heart. So this is self-love. You literally connect in, and that we all connect to one another. In every point of consciousness in existence connects to another through the heart, through the heart portal. So when you're pouring love into your own heart portal, you are pouring love into the heart portals of everyone in existence, everything in existence, every consciousness. So it's so much more, it's multidimensional. It's so much more than just loving yourself. It's all so important on every level, but you know, like knowing that like when you give yourself love, you give everything love, it sort of becomes like a no-brainer. Like, why the heck wouldn't I do that?
Mm-hmm. It's why podcast listeners, why I so often thank you at the end and say thank you so much for doing this work for you and for everybody else, because as you do it for you, you are doing it for all of humanity. And apparently
yes.
Now like all of the galaxies and universes.
Yes, interdimensionally, you have an effect. You have an effect interdimensionally. So know that.
So, Carly, if people are feeling like drawn to this opening of energy, that's how it feels to me. It's like it's all here, but this connection to understanding all of this, how do they, like, what books might they read or what meditation might you recommend that they do to get started?
Goodness, I recommend more so YouTube channels, really.
Right.
So watch people like Gigi Young and Bridget Nielsen. They have really, really, and I personally would love to begin speaking more and more on this. I just need to, this is my next like leap of really discussing it in from a place of experience, but they are awesome. They are really trailblazing that the space, and then you'll be led. Honestly, all you need to do is set the intention and say, please show me. Your higher teams will show you exactly what you need. So you know, you may go and say watch a YouTube clip. And then you may see another video that's like, oh, that's where I just keep following those heart leaps of excitement down the path of what it is that you are really ready to integrate next. And then maybe you'll hear a book being mentioned in a YouTube clip or a podcast or whatever. And then you'll go to the next piece of information. But you will be led if this is something that excites you. Yeah. Google it, you know. I talk about it in my Facebook groups and in, you know, like on my side every so often, so come on over. But it's really like your soul will lead you to exactly the right thing that you need next in this path.
In meditation, do you have any suggestions on how they open to that sort of energy?
Set an intention to feel, to experience, like, show me what is my galactic heritage, where are my galactic family, knowing that you're not just one, you're always, it's multi. So it's not, but what will come to the fore is what you need to integrate right now, and who your soul desires to work with right now. And this knowing, again, that this is another higher aspect of you, because, you know, we are all one on one level. This is a higher aspect of you that's coming in to say, hey, these are some of the lessons that it would be beautiful for you to integrate, and knowing that it will be drawn to you. So really, literally, meditation, just ask to be shown. And it could be then via a book, via YouTube, but then you will begin to experience it the way that your higher guides want you to experience it. So it could be by feeling, by claircognizance. You could get like these packages down. You could experience, like me, like these mandalas and sacred geometry kind of just coming at you, light codes streaming across your vision when you close your eyes, like seeing this streaming of light, and knowing that, trusting that what's being given to you, maybe you don't cognitively, mentally interpret it, like, because you can't, but trusting that it's reaching a deeper level for, and waiting for when it's ready to be used or to be integrated, that it's there.
I love that. I love that you said, like, set the intention, because literally you came onto this earth because you chose to, and you have experienced anything you've ever experienced because you chose to. And you yes. are this multidimensional being who is choosing your own reality in every second. Yes. All we have to do is set the intention. Like, healing can be as quick, healing or transformation. Like, you don't need to heal anything, nothing's broken. Mm-hmm. But your transformation can be as simple as setting the intention and actually letting it go. And you are the light worker who gets to create that. So,
yes.
I love intention so much.
It's so much. Powerful. Yeah.
All right, Carly, we have got to finish up, but we're going to head over to your secret episode now and ask you some more questions behind the scenes. So,
intriguing.
What you do in the morning when you wake up? What is your own meditation practice like? Maybe what's your relationship like? Lots of juicy questions. And so if you would like to come and join Carly and I on the secret episode, you can at aninspiredlife.com.au/secret. That's where we are heading to right now. But before we leave, Carly, can you share with everyone listening, how can they come and find out more about you, more about your work, and all of this amazing stuff that we've been talking about?
Well, my website's probably a good start. So carlystephan.com. So CarlyStephan.com. And then you can, have a trawl through everything that I've written. And I've got a Facebook group called Woman Exalted, which is, you know, just for women. But I have a Facebook page, Instagram, I also am quite active on as well. So again, all of my @s are Carly Stephan. So that's an easy way to find me that way.
Awesome. Thank you so much for joining me on the show and joining everyone in the podcast audience that is sitting over here to my right.
Hi, everyone.
Thank you so much, gorgeous. So again, everyone, if you would like to join us for the secret episode, aninspiredlife.com.au/secret. If you have enjoyed this podcast and you found it opened your mind, and hopefully you received on an energetic level the transmission that we set the intention to share with you at the start, if you would like to share this transmission with others, then please do hit share, because this podcast could have one word or one answer to some question that someone hasn't even asked yet, or one piece of energy or light code that we didn't even know we integrated into it that could really help someone that you love. So just by hitting share, then you could really be making a difference in the world of the people who you love.
And lastly, if you would like to ask Carly and I any questions, you can go to the Lightworkers Rising Facebook group, find our faces, and let us know what is the one thing that stood out for you as you listened to this podcast, the one insight or aha moment that you got. And feel free to ask us any questions so we can keep the conversation rolling over there. So we are going to head over to the secret episode. Thank you, everyone, so much for listening. Thank you, Carly. And I'll see you all next week.
You have been listening to the An Inspired Life podcast with me, Kiara O'Leary. I'm so excited to be guiding you on your own journey of living your own version of an inspired life. Head over to aninspiredlife.com.au if you want access to more inspiring stories, tips, tools, frameworks, anything that I can possibly give you that will help you live a more fulfilling life. I put on there, and so much of it is free. And there's also empowering life solutions from the Sacred Business Academy, taking it from an idea to your life's work in only 11 weeks. So I hope you can head on over to aninspiredlife.com.au and find something that will help you and guide you for where you're at right now. Thank you. My name's Kiara again, and I am so grateful to be guiding you on this journey. See you next time.